Night, Mom. Going to bed.
Sleep well. Josh, aren't you forgetting something? I found this by the sink.
By the sink? Don't you mean it in the trash?
Why would you throw your tooth away?
It's gross. Look, it's still got blood on it, and you took it out of the garbage.
But it's your last baby tooth. It's special.
Mom, I'm not a baby. The tooth fairy isn't real, and I'm not putting that mess under my pillow. There's still bits of tissue stuck to it.
Come on, honey. It's your last kid tooth. Maybe you'll get a happy surprise.
Is the surprise that you creep in at night and rummage around under my pillow? Bloody garbage tooth, sneaking parents. Ugh, it's weird, Mom.
You know, Josh, you only get one childhood. Why not enjoy it?
Ugh, whatever stupid ritual makes you happy, Mom. Leave the nasty thing. I'll put it on my bedside table.
Good night, honey.
Whatever.
Josh? Josh, wake up!
Uh-huh?
Josh, you have put your last baby tooth under your pillow, and lo, I have come.
Tooth fairy? Are you kidding me?
Oh no, Josh, you're not a baby anymore. Your tooth fairy time is over. I'm the destroy your dreams fairy.
You mean you give me nightmares, like cool nightmares about splattering zombies?
No, no, nothing so sinister. I come to every child during that magical time of life where they enter adulthood to teach them the facts of life and lower their expectations.
Fairy, that doesn't sound very magical. Or very nice.
Explaining these things is a very important fairy role. Now come, Josh. A world of illumination awaits you.
We're still here.
That's right, Josh. There is no such thing as a mystical adventure or wardrobes. This is the first dream that needs splattering.
Well, yeah, I knew that anyways. Magic is lame.
It is! And do you know what else is lame? The chance that you'll be anything but a mid-level manager like your father.
No way! I'm gonna be an MMA fighter!
No, Josh, nobody gets a cool job. Everyone just plods through life, barely making ends meet.
Well, it doesn't matter what I do. It's the kind of person I am that matters. Mom always told me that.
That might be true, Josh, if anyone paid the slightest iota of attention to anyone else, but they don't. You're dull and people aren't that interested in you.
But my mom loves me. She says so.
Oh no, Josh. A mother's love is the greatest dream of them all. You were a last-minute addition to her life, and she barely tolerates you.
Mom?
And now, Josh, you understand the true meaning of entering adulthood, and my work here is done. Tra-la!